of your arts and cultural events to calendar at wjffradio.org.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. So here we are on a Saturday afternoon, Now and Then. Now and Then, singer-songwriters, American and British singer-songwriters. And you think of the term singer-songwriter, maybe you're thinking of somebody with an acoustic guitar sitting on a stool with a tambourine. Well, I like to expand the idea of who a singer-songwriter might be. And the idea is that today, people, get your shoes and your socks on. We're about to listen to the music of Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa. American, a composer, a singer-songwriter, an amazing electric guitarist, a record producer, a film director. His career spanned 30 years. Frank Zappa was prolific as an artist, so productive. He produced 60 albums with his band, The Mothers of Invention, and as a solo artist. Frank Zappa was born in 1940 in Baltimore, the very same year that John Lennon was born. Frank Zappa died young. He died too young. He was only 52 years old. And he died in the early 90s, and it's been almost 20 years since we lost Frank Zappa. But Frank Zappa, to me, wow, today's program will be listening to Frank Zappa's music from the 60s and the 70s. This is part one. Wow, Frank Zappa. Okay, so where do we start? Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa's father was a chemist and a mathematician. And Frank Zappa is a little kid, and his daddy is working in a chemical warfare facility on the Aberdeen Proving Ground. And they stored a lot of mustard gas there. So when Frank Zappa's home, when he's a little kid, there's a lot of gas mask in the house. It had a profound effect on him. And he has a lot of references to germs and germ warfare. So he was a sickly child. He had asthma. He had all kinds of problems. When he's 12 years old, his family finally relocates, and they move to Monterey, California. And when he's in high school in San Diego, he joins his first band. And he starts out as a drummer. So he also starts to collect records. And he starts listening to American R&B. And he has a huge R&B record collection. And this is the same music that our friend John Lennon over in England is listening to, American R&B. This is the same music that Paul Simon is listening to. This is the same music that inspired so much of the music of the singer-songwriter movement. But it's fascinating what Frank Zappa came up with. So he's 12 years old, he gets a snare drum, and he becomes fascinated with percussion. And he sees an article in Look magazine talking about an obscure album by the classical composer Edgar Varese, The Complete Works of Edgar Varese, Volume 1. And it describes the music as a, quote, weird jumble of drums and other unpleasant sounds. So he's totally intrigued. And he searches for over a year to find a copy of the record, and he becomes obsessed and totally influenced by the avant-garde music of Varese. He starts to listen to Igor Stravinsky. I mean, he's 12, he's 13. Anton Webern. And along with that, he's listening to R&B and modern jazz. So when he's 15 years old, his mother gives him a birthday present. She gives him a long distance call so he can call Edgar Varese in person. So he calls him, but at the time he wasn't home, so he talks to his wife. But they begin a little exchange, and Varese writes a letter and he sends it to Zappa. And they never did meet, but Zappa framed the letter and kept it on display for the rest of his life. So this orchestral influence, he's in high school, and by the final year he's in high school, he's writing, arranging, and conducting avant-garde performance pieces for the school orchestra. And at the same time, he's playing in R&B bands. He's playing drums. He gets his first guitar when he's 17. He starts playing guitar. And his influences were guitar, Watson and Howlin' Wolf and Gapemouth Brown. So it's a very interesting combination of classical and rock and roll that he's influenced by. So, you know, he finally moves out, starts his own band, and the very first thing he does before he records any popular rock and roll music is he writes two soundtracks for two movies in the early 60s, The World's Greatest Sinner and Run Home Slow. And a lot of the themes that he develops in his later orchestral works he wrote at the very beginning. So he takes some of the music from the soundtracks and he gets his own recording studio and he starts to record his own music. It was called Studio Z, right? So in 1965, he forms a band called The Mothers, and they get heard by a producer named Tom Wilson, and they release their first album in 1966, and it's a groundbreaking album. We're about to listen to a track from it. So Tom Wilson, who is Tom Wilson? This is just so mind-blowing for me. Tom Wilson was the same man who, when Simon and Garfunkel, about that same time, recorded their very first unsuccessful folk album, Tom Wilson heard a song and he said, you know, I bet I could overdub some bass and drums on that song and maybe it would be successful. Well, that was The Sounds of Silence. Tom Wilson launched Simon and Garfunkel's career. Tom Wilson was also the man that produced the for Bob Dylan, for the first Bob Dylan records. He was one of the few African Americans working as a major label pop producer. So he hears The Mothers out in Los Angeles in 1966. They signed to Verve Records on the condition that they change the name of the band because the mother is a slang for Mother F, which can be, a curse word, but it also means a really skilled musician. So the label suggests The Mothers Auxiliary, but Frank Zappa came up with the name The Mothers of Invention. So 1966, so here it is. It's produced by Tom Wilson. So, okay, you know, Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde was the very first double rock and roll album. Well, Freak Out was the very second double rock and roll album, and it's kind of a combination of R&B and doo-wop and classical music. We're about to hear that track that Tom Wilson heard. It's called Trouble Coming Every Day, and on the album, this is all vinyl we're hearing today. Zappa says, Trouble Every Day, quote, is how I feel about racial unrest in general and the Watts situation in particular. It was written during the Watts riots as it developed, and I shopped it briefly all over Hollywood, but no one would touch it. Everybody worries so much about not getting any airplay. So all selections on this album arranged, orchestrated, and conducted by Frank Zappa. Trouble Every Day, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
About to get upset from watching my TV, checking out the news. I tell my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess, and when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot. I seen the cops out on the street. Watch them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burning. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Ah!
cool it, you can heat it. Cause baby, I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it. And all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know, I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt. From checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Each time you hear something it would say, you want to go and do your in. Cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight.
I've been checking it out, baby. I checked it out a couple of times. And I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, it's important that you believe me, bop, 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 that it can't happen here. Who could imagine that they would freak out somewhere in Kansas?
Kansas.
Could imagine that they would freak out in Minnesota. Could imagine.
Freak Out, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. That's their debut album from 1966. I'm Kathy Geary on today's program here on Now and Then Radio Catskill. We're listening to the music of Frank Zappa, American genius. So that album, Freak Out, that double album, Tom Wilson's the producer. It establishes him immediately as this new voice in rock. You know, it's kind of a raw sound, but it's very sophisticated at the same time. And the thing that was interesting about this album is, you know, they did a studio recording and they had to bring in a lot of additional session musicians and orchestral people. And these musicians were so shocked by the fact that when they come into the studio that Frank Zappa puts down sheet music in front of them. Frank Zappa wrote things out and he conducted them in the studio. He conducted everything in the studio and he expected everyone to read the music. It was so not typically what happened in a rock and roll band. So it's amazing because that album sets the precedent for the rest of his career. You know, he always had full control over the arrangements. On this album it says all selections arranged, orchestrated, and conducted by Frank Zappa. So the Mothers of Invention, you know, they're out in Los Angeles. They get a really long-term gig in New York City from their booking agent, Herb Cohen. And they actually moved to New York between 1966 and 68. And they get this really long contract playing at the Garrick Theater. And it's really interesting. Zappa is developing his onstage performance style, and he directs the band as they're playing with all these different hand signals. Nothing is really left to chance. There's sections of improvisation, then there's really tightly rehearsed, very specific and exact, precise music that goes down. It's an amazing combination. The thing that's fascinating also at that time when they're playing at the Garrick Theater, you see, Jimi Hendrix was also down there in the Village. And Frank Zappa, such a genius, he had a friend of his, an electrician, build a wah-wah pedal for him. Nobody had a wah-wah pedal. Frank Zappa had the first wah-wah pedal. And Jimi Hendrix finishes his gig and comes over to the Garrick Theater and watches Frank Zappa play and hears that wah-wah pedal. And so Jimi Hendrix, you know, asked for one. And sure enough, on Axis Bold is Love, and from every Hendrix album after that, Hendrix is playing the wah-wah pedal. Not only was Frank Zappa a brilliant composer, but he was also a world-class guitarist, one of the best. When you listen to these guitar leads, you got to realize that Zappa is playing all of them. So there they are in New York, and they record an album that's considered like the peak of the Mothers of Invention, and it's called We're Only in It for the Money, released in 1968. It's also Tom Wilson producing, and it's got some of the most creative, it's the next step in audio editing and production. And the songs, they are ruthless. They satirize the hippies and the flower power. And if you've ever seen this album, it's the exact reverse of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. When you open it up inside, it looks exactly like Sgt. Pepper's, but it's the Mothers. They're in a similar pose, you know, the red with all that lyrics and everything. And then, you know, in the middle of Sgt. Pepper's, there's that huge gatefold of all four of the Beatles. Well, they pose on the We're Only in It for the Money in the exact same pose, but they're all wearing like prom gowns with beards and mustaches. It's just hilarious. It's hilarious. So we're about to listen to some of the songs from We're Only in It for the Money. Today's program, we're listening to all vinyl. And it's interesting, on these early Verve recordings, there's no track markers. It's all just one unbroken long track on the side of the album. So we'll be dropping in on We're Only in It for the Money. We're going to be listening to a few excerpts. Who Needs the Peace Corps? Followed by Concentration Moon. And then we're going to be hearing What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body? Some say your nose, some say your toes, but I think it's your mind. And then followed by Absolutely Free. This is 1968. This is Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. We're Only in It for the Money.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
what's there to live for? Who needs the Peace Corps? Think I'll just drop out. I'll go to Frisco, buy a wig, and sleep on Housley's floor. Walk past the wig store. Danced at the Fillmore. I'm completely stoned. I'm hippie and I'm trippy. I'm a gypsy on my own. I'll stay a week and get the crabs and take a bus back home. I'm really just a phony, but forgive me cause I'm stoned. Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. San Francisco. How I love you, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you, Frisco. How I love you, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you. Oh, my hair is getting good in the back. Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. Go to San Francisco.
Hotcha. First I'll buy some beads, and then perhaps a leather band to go around my head, some feathers and bells, and a book of Indian lore. I will ask the Chamber of Commerce how to get to Hate Street and smoke an awful lot of dope. I will wander around barefoot. I will have a psychedelic gleam in my eye at all times. I will love everyone. I will love the police as they kick the shit out of me on the street. I will sleep. I will go to a house. That's what I will do. I will go to a house where there's a rock and roll band, because the groups all live together. And I will join a rock and roll band. I will be their road manager. And I will stay there with them, and I will get the crabs. But I won't care.
Concentration moon over the camp in the valley. Concentration moon. Wish I was back in the alley with all of my friends still running free. Hair growing out every hole in me. American Way, how did it start? Thousands of Greeks killed in the park. American Way, try and explain. Scab of a nation driven insane. Don't cry, gotta go bye-bye. Suddenly die, die.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black, and I'm the Indian of the group.
Concentration moon over the camp in the valley. Concentration moon. Wish I was back in the alley with all of my friends. Still running free, hair growing out every hole in me. American Way, threatened by us. Drag a few creeps away in a bus. American Way, prisoner lock. Smash every creep in the face with a rock.
Don't cry, gotta go bye bye. Die.
Cop, killer, creep. Pow, pow, pow.
merely physical.
Harry, you're a beast.
Don't come on in there, meet me, 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 meet me.
Magic, magic couldn't help it, I doggone it.
What's the ugliest part of your body? What's the ugliest part of your body? Some say your nose, some say your toes. I think it's your mind,
your mind.
I think it's your mind.
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of systems beyond their control. A plague upon your ignorance, to the great despair of your ugly life.
That she brings around.
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of lies you believe. A plague upon your ignorance that keeps the young from the truth they deserve.
Bawling for you anymore.
The first word in this song is discorporate. It means to leave your body.
Discorporate and come with me. Shifting, drifting, cloudless, starless, velvet valleys and the sapphire sea. Wah, wah. Unbind your mind. There is no time to make your stamps and paste them in this corporate, and we will begin. Wah wah.
Flower power sucks.
Diamonds on velvets, on gold on sucks. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, on up and away and afar and a go go. Escape from the way of your corporate logo. Unbind your mind, there is no time.
Wine.
Of velvet and satin to music by magic by people that happen to enter the world of a strange purple jello. The dreams as they live them are all mellow yellow. Unbind your mind. Freedom, kindly loving you, be absolutely
Francisco to join a psychedelic band.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, We're Only in It for the Money. That was released in 1968. We heard a little collage, Who Needs the Peace Corps, Concentration Moon, What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body, and then that final song, You'll Be Absolutely Free Only If You Want to Be. You're listening to Now and Then. I'm Kathy Geary here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, Frank Zappa, that was 1968. In 1969, they released an album called Uncle Meat. And it takes it further. Every album, he experiments with more and more studio and recording techniques. And he started to record all of their live concerts. And because he was a perfectionist when he performed, he insisted when they did live concerts on precise tuning and timing. He would conduct. They had scores. And so he would start taking bits from these live recordings and mixing them in with studio productions and live shows. And so Uncle Meat takes that technique even further. And he clarifies his compositional approach during this time. And he calls it, quote, conceptual continuity. And so what he means by that is that there's this, that his music is not just about a song. It's just not about an album. That any album or project was part of a much bigger project, that everything in his music was connected, all the musical themes and the lyrics. He reuses his themes and he takes these different lyrical ideas and conceptual continuity. You find that all through his entire work. It kind of reminds me of Richard Wagner with his all of his motives, you know, the sword theme and all these things. Anyway, let's listen to some of the Uncle Meat recording with the original Mothers of Invention. We're going to be listening to, you know, I mentioned that they started recording their concerts. Well, there's a recording of a theme called King Kong, and there's about six or seven variations of the King Kong theme on this album. We're going to actually hear a live recording of the band playing live on a flatbed diesel truck in the middle of a racetrack. Is what it says, at the Miami Pop Festival. And right before that, we're going to hear some of the Uncle Meat variations, followed by that live recording of King Kong. This is from 1969. This is Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. We'll start with the Uncle Meat variations.
Va da ri da
Frank Zappa, and the Mothers of Invention live at the Miami Pop Festival from their Uncle Meat album in 1969. All right, so Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. He moves back to California in 1968, and in 1969 he disbands the Mothers of Invention, mainly financial problems. He's trying to support himself and 9 members of the band. And the thing that was difficult is so much of their recorded music was really based on like vocal music and the humorous lyrics. But then when he would go out on tour and perform live, it was all instrumental jazz and classically oriented stuff, like what we just heard, that real high precision, high energy, classical, virtuoso instrumental performance. And he felt that the audiences failed to appreciate what he called his, quote, electrical chamber music. So he disbands the Mothers of Invention, and a few of the members, they took it really hard. They were kind of bitter. And what they said, that it was a sign of Zappa's concern for perfection at the expense of human feeling. All right, so it's interesting. Frank Zappa goes on to release this next album. He releases his solo album. And in 1970, the orchestral aspect of Zappa's music is fascinating for me. In 1970, after the Mothers break up, Frank Zappa meets the conductor Zubin Mehta. And they actually played a concert together with Frank Zappa and the Los Angeles Philharmonic in 1970 with a rock and roll band, long before Paul McCartney or Elvis Costello ever had the idea. That was 1970. And Frank Zappa said that most of that music was written in motel rooms. So he used all that music in his movie called 200 Motels. In 1971, Frank Zappa suffered a physical injury. He was playing in a live concert, and some of the audience members swarmed onto the stage, and he got pushed off the stage. And he had a couple of years where he had to recover from his injuries, but he bounces back strong. He never stopped recording and performing. In 1973, he forms a couple of new record labels with his partner Herb Cohen and releases 2 very popular albums. We're about to listen to a 1973 track from the album Overnight Sensation. And after that, Overnight Sensation, he reforms the Mother of Inventions. And they've got reeds, keyboards, marimba, vibes, trumpets, vocals, flute, sax, bass, trombone. I mean, it's a full band. We'll hear the track called Montana from the Overnight Sensation album with the Mothers. He no longer calls it the Mothers of Invention. He goes back to the original name, the Mothers. And after that, we'll hear a track from the following year from the album Apostrophe, which was a Frank Zappa solo album in 1974. Pretty much with a lot of the same players. The song is called Cosmic Debris, and I think you hear a lot of the R&B and jazz influences in these songs. So Frank Zappa from 1973, moving to Montana soon, followed by Cosmic Debris.
Might be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down. Pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop,
and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Thank you.
you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout.
But I got a crystal ball,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumbo-jumbo then, I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his rings and rocket rods and everything else about. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around.
The price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
Look here, brother, who you jobbing with that cosmic degree?
Now is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you could make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it.
Frank Zappa from his 1974 Apostrophe album. That's a solo album. That track was called Cosmic Debris. And before that, from the Overnight Sensation album with the Mothers, we heard Moving to Montana Soon. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So that album was 1974. In 1976, Zappa appears on Saturday Night Live. I never saw that episode. I'd love to see it. He did a performance, and John Belushi dresses up as his Samurai Futaba character, and he plays sax, and Zappa conducts. And they also do this song called I'm the Slime. And you know, the voiceover announcer, Don Pardo, he did the voiceover. That must have been something on Saturday Night Live. In 1979, he released his best-selling album ever, the best-selling album of his career, Chic Your Booty, in 1979. And then followed by that with Joe's Garage. So, you know, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Frank Zappa died in 1993 at the age of 52. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame posthumously. He was given a Lifetime Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1997. He appears on the Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. He's also on the Rolling Stone list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. And I know that when I first heard Frank Zappa's music, it was the most amazing thing I had ever heard. I had never encountered anything like it. When you look at all the pop and rock music that came out, his music seemed so deep and so sophisticated and so satirical and humorous. It's like he used the humor to bring a type of sophisticated music into the mainstream that people normally wouldn't have listened to without the humor that he had. He's a brilliant man. We're going to be listening to a track from that 1979 Chic Your Booty. In another program, we'll listen to some of the music that he did in the 80s. He got really involved with an instrument called the synclavier, which was the first synthesizer. In the mid-80s, he actually testified in front of the Senate in the anti-censorship hearings about putting warning labels on rock and roll albums. He continued to do a lot of collaboration orchestrally in Europe in the 80s. Just an amazing American composer, singer, songwriter, Frank Zappa. So let's hear a couple of tracks from Chic Your Booty. The Dancing Fool, which was the only Grammy-nominated single that he did. It reached number 45 on the Billboard charts. And after that, we'll hear a little bit of Jewish Princess. Frank Zappa, Chic Your Booty.
I don't know much about dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other and both of my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them.
I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like they're fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a bit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a, I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yes.
I want a nasty little Jewish princess,
la, la, la.
With long bony nails and a hairdo that rinses.
Whee!
A horny little Jewish princess with a garlic aroma that could level Tacoma. Lonely inside. Well, she can swallow.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. I hope you enjoyed today's program. The American musician, the singer, songwriter, the guitarist, Frank Zappa. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59, it's about 42 degrees. Stay tuned, coming up is Folk Plus with Angela.